My coffee.
62-year-old Joan Sisko of Springfield is doing her best to get comfortable on a donated couch. Her upper body is mostly purple and brown from her boyfriend's July 4th attack. That's the night she received multiple blows because she served another man a cup of coffee. We're at the Respite Care Shelter for homeless women with medical needs. It operates under the umbrella of the kitchen. Most nights, Joan's either at Safe to Sleep, that's an overnight shelter for homeless women, or sleeping in her car behind a storage shed. But she's only recently homeless. Her husband of 36 years became violent last year, so she tried to make it on her own, but ended up evicted when she didn't pay her electric bill. She drifted into a sexual relationship with a homeless man who was extremely possessive and violent. Eventually, she decided to start over at Springfield's domestic violence shelter, Harmony House. But when she called there, she got an unexpected response.
They didn't have room for me. They were out of room.
And what did they tell you?
They told me to keep calling, so I've been calling. There was supposed to be somebody leaving, but they didn't leave. They stayed there, so that left me out, and I've been staying at the Respite House since I got out of hospital from having a heart attack.
So whenever they said, we don't have room for you, what were your options?
Options to stay with the guy that really badly bruised me or take off and go back home, but I didn't have the money because the guy robbed me and badly bruised me all over. From head to toe.
Right when you were turned away from the Harmony House domestic violence shelter, where did you go that next day?
Back on the street.
Sisko says she called 4 or 5 times. Each time came the same answer. No room. Zach Wilson is a spokesman for the Missouri Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, which provides resources for most Missouri domestic violence shelters.
Last year, we had 10,279 individuals, so that's women, children, and men, receiving safe shelter, while also, though, during that time period, 21,193 were turned away because shelters were full.
That's over 21,000 times last year that Missouri abuse victims were told, sorry, no room, at perhaps the most vulnerable moment in their lives. This is the first time that the ratio of those turned away to those actually sheltered went above 2-to-1, Wilson said.
There's sometimes that in that number that someone was turned away from a shelter, say in St. Louis, but then the St. Louis shelter was able to connect with the shelter in Rolla and get them to go to Rolla. But still, technically, they were turned away from that shelter because it was full.
Many, like Joan, are ending up homeless. Over at Harmony House, the room where the hotline calls come in is bustling with activity. A mother is worried about her baby's fever, and a staff member is fielding another phone call. Brittany Walker is outreach coordinator here.
Yeah, last year, we were able to shelter just under 600 women and children who were survivors of domestic violence, but we had to turn away around 1,600.
When those women and children are turned away, it's Walker's job to try to help them in other ways.
We try to seek other options as far as housing. We'll talk about if they can stay with a friend or family member or use some of the other resources in the area like Safe to Sleep or other overnight temporary shelters. We talk about Isabel's House for if they have children.
Most of the women are calling here secretly, and many have been purposely isolated from friends and family for years, a common tactic among abusers. Harmony House says it tries to walk victims through a safety plan over the phone and offers a court advocate to help them file an order of protection. In tomorrow's segment, we'll visit this shelter again to learn more about those efforts. But there's nowhere near enough space or resources to meet the staggering demand. Back at the Respite House, Joan Sisko is warming up a lukewarm cup of coffee in the microwave. She's recovering from a heart attack and pneumonia, and her severe bruises will heal. But I want to know about her emotional scars. Over the course of our 2-hour interview, I ask her 7 times to tell me about her good qualities. Each time, her answer was limited to a variation of this.
Both my husbands said I was a good kisser and lover. And he did love my boobs. He loved my sex and everything.
The men in her life, two husbands and one boyfriend, as well as her abusive father, have taught her that women are only valuable for that. Joan has used sexual favors to guarantee her safety multiple times. She tells me that her husband of 36 years never tried to control her, and yet, as our interview goes on, she reveals that he got angry when she wore certain types of clothes, belittled her for her weight, physically hurt her, expected her to bless his extramarital affairs, and was unemployed for most of the marriage while demanding that she work. All forms of control. Joan and thousands of women like her across Missouri are in desperate need of regular counseling, but they're unlikely to get that if they can't even make it through the doors of a domestic violence shelter. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.